Now, it isn't just that they want you to get used to having less. The left also wants you to feel less safe while doing so. Now, what do I mean? Well, the same week we got that new body cam footage revealing Uvalde cops to be total incompetent cowards, and the same week a good guy with a gun saves untold lives in Indiana, House Judiciary Committee Democrats are actually beginning a markup on a new assault weapons ban, an attempt to further erode our Second Amendment rights. Now, here now is ranking member of Judiciary, Congressman Jim Jordan. Congressman, Republicans, I feel like sometimes they're kind of afraid of the gun issue sometimes because they feel like, oh, there'll be another mass shooting and then they're going to be on the spot. But this is pernicious what they're doing, given everything that we're seeing in the public right now.
No kidding. And by the way, Laura, great monologue. I mean, you think about it, less money in your wallet, less gas in your car, and now less freedom. And they are coming directly after your Second Amendment liberties in an unconstitutional way. Second Amendment is as clear as it gets. Shall not infringe on your right to bear arms. I mean, it can't get any plainer than that. But that's what they're going after. I always tell folks, it says arms, not musket. It says shall not infringe. It doesn't say shall not infringe unless it's an assault weapon or whatever the Democrats want to go after that particular week. So, yeah, this is I'm going to lean in and fight against this. I know you are. And so many Americans know how wrong this is.
Well, I want to show our viewers tonight how CNN covered the news about that Indiana hero. Watch.
A police said that the gunman had a high-capacity magazine and had this bystander not intervened when he did so quickly, more people could have been killed.
I mean, but are we all supposed to rely on an armed 22-year-old? We shouldn't have
to.
Congressman, so Allison seemed a little upset that that's how it all went down.
Well, just a few weeks ago when they were passing the unconstitutional red flag law, which is going to deny people their due process rights, they told us during the debate, oh, the good guys with guns don't actually come in and save things and rescue people and do the things like this guy in Indiana did, when, in fact, it just happened this weekend. So this attack, though, on freedom is so wrong. And think of the pattern. Think of at first it was the COVID lockdowns, as you said in your monologue. Then it was the Disinformation Governance Board. And we have a Justice Department that's still treating moms and dads who show up at school board meetings to speak up for their kids, still treating them as domestic terrorists and investigating people. We had FBI whistleblowers come forward. So this is part of a pattern of attacks on fundamental liberties that we enjoy under our Constitution here in America. And that's why I think so many people are so fired up and going to push back on what the Democrats are doing.
Yeah, so food, fuel, personal safety, and speech, right? They're coming for all of it.
Yep.
But the voters have a chance to turn it around. Congressman, we need you as the chair of the House Judiciary Committee. I'm going to be looking forward to next year. Thank you.